jetzt los, wenn ich verbindet bin, sag mir Bescheid. Ne?
Go, Premierandi! Hadi, Hadibo! Hadibo! If you can see me, please raise your hands. Hare Krishna! Hadibo!
My dear devotees, my dear disciples, dear friends and well-wishers, I'm very, very happy that I can be with you today by the magic of modern technology. I'm not sure if you can hear me. Good. If you can hear me good, please raise your hands. Oh, very good. Very good. Oh, I can even hear you. Hare Krishna. I want to say now something to you, which is very, very important to me. I know that devotees are assembling today in Zagreb, in Goloka Dham, and also at other different places, in their homes, in India, at the Govardhan Hill, and at many, many places. I certainly do not deserve your kindness and attention, but I'm very, very moved that you are so kind to me. During the most difficult hours after the operation, I made a realization which I would like to share to you. During such pain, a certain amount of hopelessness comes, and the feeling that there is only one shelter in this world. When you are lying in the bed and there's only pain and desperation and your neighbor who looks at a meaningless football play in the TV, you feel, where is my shelter? All shelters have gone, and at that time you pray so intensely to Lord Krishna, and then he comes. The only problem which we have is that we don't behave intensely enough or seriously enough in our spiritual life. We are only as far away from the Lord as our insincerity is large. When we are very sincere and we can call out to the Lord in great faith and in great belief and in great ecstasy, there is no dangerous situation any longer. At that time, the relationship is there and the Lord is there. When I was realizing this, my dear devotees and my dear friends, I understood my pain, my operation is not the problem. What is the problem is my being separate from Krishna. And the moment one is again together with Krishna, all this misery is gone. It is no longer there. In great ecstasy of the heart, you do not perceive the material world and the material miseries any longer. I can tell you today with great conviction, the process of Krishna consciousness works. Krishna is really there. Krishna waits for each single devotee, even a fallen soul like me. And when the devotee turns to Krishna with full attention and full sincerity, He is there. Sometimes people who come into the operation theater of a hospital doubt that God is there when they turn to Him. One of my neighbors, I said to him, "Don't worry, everything is in God's hands." Then he left the room. He was rolled out of the room on his rolling bed down into the operation theater, where a metallic knee was going to be put inside. And his last words were to me, "We shall see if God is there or not." People doubt that if they surrender to the Lord and if they turn to the Lord, that the Lord is really there. But please, there's no need to doubt. He is there. And in this way, when you are with Him, no problem, no misery. I have one bad news for all of you. You all will have to die. And it will not be as comfortable as eating prasadam or lasagna or whatever. We live in the forest here in Goloka Dham, and there are certain trees who have an X on them. This X means they are marked for destruction. The woodcutters have painted the X, and it means in 1 week or maybe 2 weeks they will come and kill the tree. Each one of us has this X already here. I can see you through the camera, and all of you in the room, I can see the X on your head. You're marked for destruction. Where is your shelter? Think about this question. Where is your shelter? What can you do against this? We are here in the land of rebels who have left the Lord. And our future is already sure. There was birth. There will be aging, becoming older. There will be diseases. And then there will be death. When Prabhupada was preparing his way to the kingdom of Godhead, and he was lying there, devotees were crying, oh no. And Prabhupada looked at them and said, "Don't think you will not be like this. You will also be like this. Where is the shelter? I'm asking you this question. Where is the shelter? Where is your shelter? Krishna is the shelter. At this moment, I'm listening to many lectures of Srila Prabhupada to get strength. And in one of the last lectures to which I listened, Prabhupada asked a question to the devotees. This question I will ask you today also. Listen very carefully. If you can keep this question with you and ask it every day in your life to yourself, you will become Cheshti Bhaktas or pure devotees very quickly. Listen very carefully. This question might make you into a great devotee? Here's the question which Srila Prabhupada asked. What are you doing for eternity? I will ask the question again. What, Govinda Nandan, are you doing for eternity? Sundarananda, what are you doing for eternity? Srishtikata, Gaurabhavani, what are you doing for eternity? In this world, it is already sure what we will meet. We will go through our good and our bad karma, and then one day we will become diseased and we will eventually die. But we can do something for our eternity. And the moment you do something for eternity, one name is becoming extremely important for you. This name is Nityananda. Shri Nityananda Rama ki jay. Nitya means eternity, and Ananda means bliss. Lord Nityananda is someone very, very hidden. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is already called the hidden incarnation, the Gupta avatar, or the Chana avatar in the words of the Bhagavata. Lord Nityananda is even more hidden and mysterious. I will tell you the mystery of Nityananda as far as I can. Of course, it would take many days, and here we have only a little time. But when Lord Krishna, the Absolute Truth, steps to the side and expands himself, he becomes Balaram, his blissful brother. This is his first expansion. Lord Krishna is eternally together with Radharani as one unit, the energy and the energetic. And when he expands, his first expansion is Balaram. Pankajangri Prabhu gave a nice example which I think is so easy to remember. If I'm standing here, now I can't stand, but if I would stand here and then I would move to one side, then I would stop being here and be there. But Krishna is not so limited. When he expands, or when he steps to the side, he remains here, and then he's there appearing as Baladev. Balaram has only one idea in his mind. He wants to serve Lord Krishna in all ways in which he can. He does not wish to be the enjoyer. He wants to be the servant of his Lord. So he expands in many forms, and one of his forms is Lord Nityananda, with which he comes to the in this form he accompanies Gauranga Mahaprabhu in his most merciful incarnation into this world. He's always full of bliss. He laughs and he sings Gaura 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 Gaura. He has only one thought in his mind. his dear Lord Gauranga and how to make him happy. And he knows that Gauranga Mahaprabhu wants that the living entities come back to him. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, or Udila Aruna, these songs describe how Gauranga Mahaprabhu goes to the living entities and calls, come back to me, come back into the kingdom of God. Don't waste your time in this miserable world. Don't be diverted to Maya any longer. Wake up. So as Nityananda, he makes all arrangements. One of his arrangements is that Lord Nityananda comes as the Guru Tattva, the one who connects us with Krishna. Nityananda's appearance day is our most blissful day because we hear about Lord Nityananda who is absorbed in Lord Gauranga, who is crying tears of love of Godhead. But we also hear of the most merciful arrangement, that is the arrangement of ours through the Guru to bring us back home, back to Godhead. In my very, very deep pain, when now it's not so bad any longer, but when it was bad, when I had this infection and everything, then I was sincerely praying to Srila Prabhupada. I was finding great solace in listening to Prabhupada's lectures. And I was seeing how the Lord came through Srila Prabhupada into my life and has helped me very, very much. I'm very, very happy today because I can see a little bit of you in the camera. I can see how you're watching, but it is modern communication. But in my mind's eye, I know the temple room in which you are sitting. In my mind's eye, I'm seeing all of you, and I'm very, very grateful that you have today come to this festival. Oh yeah, now the camera is going around. Oh, so many of you have come today. Thank you very, very, very much that you are so kind to me. I cannot wait to serve you. Please, please pray today to Lord Nityananda and say, my dear Lord Nityananda, if you so desire, please let Sachinandan Swami dance for you, your pleasure, as soon as possible. That is my great desire. I want to dance for Lord Nityananda. I want to dance for Gauranga and for Srila Prabhupada. I'm only a dancing dog in their hands, and I want to come back to my constitutional dancing dog position. With dance, I mean more than just physically dancing. I mean preaching, serving devotees, doing many exciting projects with all of you, healing hearts of the devotees who may have some wound here or there or here. I know now what it feels to be full of wounds and I have more and more compassion in my heart. There's one last message which I want to read to you. I have made notes for you, but I have not read any of the notes. However, there's one note which I would like to read for you from my notebook. Ananda Chaitanya is just preparing. Yes. In the Gita, the Lord describes the world as a temporary place full of misery. It is the colony of rebels which have left his blissful kingdom and now are under Maya's rule. Lord Krishna encourages us to connect with him again in loving devotional service and eventually return to his kingdom. Thus, when we engage in loving devotional service, we can be happy even in this world because we have established our relationship which was once broken. For this age, the primary engagement in devotional service is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Sankirtan and Japa. This is some very, very good process which was known in other ages, but because in this age we are most damaged and most finished, the strongest medicine which was already known before has been brought to the full attention of everyone. See, often people in this world perform some religious activities. They do something to their spiritual upliftment. Just also often we devotees read and have more and chant more. But there is one problem. The problem is that if we do become relatively clean, there's something in our heart which again pulls us to become dirty with material desires again. Just like the elephant. The elephant goes into a crystal clear lake and then bathes itself completely and becomes clean. But after some time he goes back onto the bank of the river. He takes dust and takes a dust shower and he sometimes rolls in the mud. And he again becomes dirty. So sometimes in devotional life, we also have this experience that yes, we do something and we become relatively good. After this festival, many of you will feel great transcendental encouragement and for 1 week, will be the best spiritualists. And then, alas, the dust comes again, and the mud comes again. That is because something in our heart is still there, which pulls us to the material energy. How can this something in the heart, which pulls us always back to Maya, how can this go? Cetu darpanam janam bhavamahakni nivapanam shreya chandika. I'm still under strong medicine. And my memory is affected by this, but we all know this verse. By chanting the holy name in ecstasy, free of offenses, that mirror of the heart becomes cleansed gradually. Today on Lord Nityananda's appearance day, I request all of you to beg for the ability to chant free from offenses in full ecstasy. It's not so easy to experience ecstasy when you perform a yajna. It's not so easy to experience ecstasy when you do temple worship in this age. It's not so easy to experience ecstasy when you absorb yourself in meditation, which has to be done for thousands of years in one sitting, to be effective. But it's easy to experience ecstasy through the holy name. This holy name is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu for the fallen souls of this age. Only when you feel this ecstasy through the chanting of the holy name, moving in your heart, pulling the dirt out, and helping you to feel the Lord's presence in the heart, then this desire to throw dust over your head and to become muddy again goes. This is a great problem of all religions, of all yoga practitioners, of all those who perform penance, that yes, for some short time there is some cleansing, but you can only go back to Godhead when your heart is pure and full of the ecstatic relationship with Lord Krishna. And for this, the chanting of the holy names under the shelter of Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the prescribed process. And my dear devotees, it is working. I was so weak at times. For a few days I was too weak to chant with my voice. So I chanted with my mind. And then, after some time, the mantra came. Hare Krishna. The mantra came, and it was chanting, it was singing, especially this melody which we were chanting with Gaura Hari in Vrindavan, during the Govardhan retreat, and when we visited the villages, and so on. There was chanting, not ending, even in the night it was going on. And then I could understand, Krishna has come. Krishna, who is not different from His holy name. So our time comes to the end. I must tell you, I am very grateful to Ananda Chaitanya and Rangini, who are magicians in my mind, who have made it possible that we associate. Some devotees wrote me on the email. I have not received all the emails, but some wrote me, I know we will be together when we are celebrating in Zagreb. You will be here. And somehow they were right. I'm with you. I can see you. And I know you can see me. We are together. But even if there would be no modern technology, even if these cameras wouldn't work, and so on, real togetherness, my dear devotees, my dear disciples, and my dear friends, real togetherness is happening in the heart. This festival should be a festival of the heart. Please, let us make it the festival of the heart. I will remember you during the days in my little room in Goloka Dham. It's not a little room, it's quite a big room actually. And I will think of you and I will pray for your benefit. Some of you are sad, I know, because I can't be with you. Don't be sad. I can be with you in the heart always. That is the secret of our relationship. That we can meet in the temple of the heart, always, every second, every hour. This is what I always wanted to speak about, or what I was trying to speak about in the Vyasa Puja lectures. I was trying to speak about that the relationship which we have is not dependent on physical closeness. It is dependent on vani, on something which happens in the heart. Please, this is your first festival and my first festival. where we have the wonderful opportunity to practice this. Let us please practice it. We will need it for later times. We will need it for the years to come. When you go through your difficulties, when you need my help, then I can be there always with you. This time we are using the camera, but there is an even a better camera than the camera which is now being used, the camera of the heart. You have to learn to use it properly. It's some spiritual technology, how to make it very focused, how to have the energy there for the camera. These are some secrets which we all have to learn. Don't just learn computer secrets. They are very helpful and very wonderful, and I don't want to offend my webpage, Sharanagati webpage. But we want the real thing in the heart. These are only helps. Hari Bol. So I will now have to say goodbye. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Nityananda Rama ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Sri Chaitanya Maharaja ki jai. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
You want to say something? Because I can hear you.
Can we have such lectures more often when you are a little bit well?
You will hear many such lectures. I have learned so much. This was the greatest school. I feel like a different person. But I hope I don't have to go through many such schools. Yes, you will hear many such lectures.
Thank you.
So I think I will say goodbye to you now. I wish you all a very, very good festival. Each one of you, please give your best. I will feel it. It will give me strength. If you chant and associate with the devotees, make plans to spread Krishna consciousness in Croatia, in Serbia, in Bosnia, in Slovenia. These are wonderful places. Make plans to make your heart more clean through the ecstatic chanting of the holy names. And make plans to focus yourself more. Not so much diversion. Diversion, you know what this word means? It means to look somewhere else. You will not find shelter somewhere else. You have to look to Krishna. And Krishna is there. He only waits to embrace you. He waits. So all the best. Svenaivuri Sateva. And also all the best for the Goloka Dhamis who are listening to this. And I want to thank all of you also very much for giving me shelter and for understanding my situation. And I want to say a special thank you for Manjulali, because Manjulali Dasi has serving Radha Madan Mohan so wonderful. All of you should see the photo of the outfit today which Manjulali made. It is most amazing and most astonishing. These Radha Madan Mohan deities were with me all the time as pictures, and they gave me the strength. I want to ask maybe Ananda Chaitanya to make a photo of the deities and to zoom it over to you. Maybe on the web page we can put it, on the Sharanagati web page we can put it, and then you can download it and print it out and put it on a big poster on your wall. That's possible, isn't it? Yes. So now, please turn the camera to Goni Thai, if possible. Is Goni Thai there? I see now.
Not open.
Not open. Then I will see them in the temple of my heart.
We will open, Guru Maharaj. We will open, just a moment.
Hare Krishna. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai.
Possible and to be in Chaitanya. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.